In 2 Samuel and chapter 15, we read about when the chickens come home to roost. Earlier, Nathan had prophesied to David, "Someone from your own family will cause you a lot of trouble." And that happened in chapter 15. We must never let anger turn to malice. Now, malice is to hold on to vengeful feelings. We can only have a little understanding of Absalom's feelings towards his half-brother Amnon for raping his sister. If we have never been through the same experience ourselves, we cannot share with him in that feeling. Something should have been done by David there and then, but it wasn't. Yet the sin of Amnon caused Absalom to sin. And we mustn't let other people's sins cause a build-up of resentment and bitterness in our life. Ephesians 4 says, "Be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath." There is no way that the rape of Tamar could be forgotten overnight. Anger would be there. And it must be there, or righteousness wouldn't be there. Yet the principle holds good. Don't let your anger turn to malice. God is not talking about a literal 24-hour period when he's saying, "Don't let the sun go down on your wrath." He's asking you to deal with it as soon as you possibly can, even though it might take a long while. We have often observed Absalom's. Now, Absalom was David's own son, and an Absalom in the life of any person is a person who wishes to take away what is rightfully theirs. Absalom was prepared to wait for a long period of time. He would pretend friendship. He would steal affections. No act was too bad for him to do. He involved others in his evil. He was ambitious for himself. We have a phrase, two-faced. It fitted Absalom. He was grooming a whole nation. We have to deal with Absaloms, but we mustn't let them get under our skin. They are people that would run off with our friends, husbands, wives, or daughters, or sons, life savings. And if you're a pastor, they might even try to run off with your church. It made it appear that David condoned Absalom's acts by allowing him back into Jerusalem. Now, if you have reason not to trust somebody, keep them at arm's length. Do not endanger your family or friends. Absalom would not have been such a danger to David if he had been left in exile. There are many, many people who regret making one too many friends. But a friend in need is a friend indeed. And this surely must have been an occasion when David wrote one of his psalms. Psalm 55 in verse 12 says, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was you, a man mine equal, my guide, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in company." David was let down by Ahithophel, whom he mentions here in the psalm, as well as his own son. He further mentions betrayal in Psalm 41. "Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." Because betrayal is the ultimate hurt, he then discovered his true friends, people who had only been with him for a short time, but risked all to be with him, such as the Gittites from Gath. Other people who might have been looking for a quiet life in their old age, in their weakness, stood alongside him for righteousness. Have you heard the saying, they don't know who their true friends are? It took David a while before he found his true friends. Now, this is one of the greatest stories in the Bible. There is intrigue, strategy, counterintelligence, disinformation, confidence boosting tactics. They are all here, and there is a winner. And although it seemed for a while he was going to fail, finally he came out on top. David once again had trusted in the Lord. Amen.